All right there, old man. How you doing this morning?
Just start getting warm. Worried we're not going to go through all this wood this winter. I'm not worried, but
I kind of like it.
Kids are on the bus. More kids are coming up the street. Morning full of kids, and
I'm going to work.
I'm going to tell you, I had an exam the other day, and with the doctor, and it was kind of weird. I was really thinking about you because I had I had to put a hospital gown on, and you know, she kind of checked me out and talked about family history, and I told her about you, and I know I talked probably too long about the circumstances behind you leaving Earth, but at any rate, it was I could see the kind of stress in her eyes about how we have a history of diabetes and heart disease and all that, and yeah, it's something that roils around in my brain. But I was more in there to talk about my prostate, which doesn't happen until much later in life. They check it, which I didn't realize. And then I thought I had a roid downstairs and actually have like a tear, but I got some of this medicine. And I just had to put one in today, and it's like I'm starting to feel old, like a big old fucking adult. This rectal suppository thing, and it was like, holy shit! You know, so, man, growing up, and it's one of those things that I think about with you, with all the pills and all the things that you had to take all those years. It's like there's this process that starts, and I'm going to do my damnedest with, you know, being active and eating as good as I can to avoid getting into that quagmire, because, man, I just, I don't know, it was frightful watching you go down that path to have to take as many pills and medicines and to go through the pain that you went through with your physical ailments. So at any rate, I was actually really thinking about that last night about, you know, it seemed to me like I always wanted to really talk to you about trying harder to get to that point where you were better, but I think you were trying harder all the time just based on the mounting ailments that were hitting your body all the time. But then again, I always think, the other things that happen as time keeps going on is that I keep thinking about how thankful I am that you experienced certain things, not only with me, but with all of us kids and grandkids, and that you got to see all of us have grandkids, and that you got to have all of these discussions with me and all the times that we spent together. It was cool. I got to know my father. I can definitely say that now that the song and dance is over, which is really cool. I mean, it's... I think there's a lot of people that live with their parents throughout all those years, and they don't get to know them, and I think that was a big thing that I wanted to do. I wanted to get to know you, and I wanted to get to know Mom, and I've come a little closer. I probably came closer with you than I have with Mom, but I got more time with her to figure some things out. But you know, it's interesting, and it makes me think in relationship to the kids, Zen and Miles, about how they'll know me. And I think I always remember, I keep it in my back pocket. One of the best pieces of advice that I ever got was from this gal, Celine, when I was working at that healthcare place, and she said, always be honest with your kids. Very simple piece of advice, but very profound in the way that we should be living our lives, because, you know, there was this golden pipe that was upstairs in my office upstairs, the man room, and, you know, someone was like, what is this? And I was just telling them, you know, it's something I found in Chicago, and you know, it wasn't something where I was freaking out, like, what are you doing with that? You know, it was more of, yeah, this is what this is, and let's just move on to the next subject. Yeah, but I will tell you, parenting has been one of the toughest things that I never knew was going to be this tough. I knew it was going to be challenging, and there would be difficult times, but overall, it's one of those things that you want so badly to groom your kids in a fashion that makes them enjoy and soak in the beauty of this life and be able to cope with all of the daggers that are going to come towards them, and you just hope that you can help them get to that point. And that's what I hope for with these kids all the time. And then being a good husband. being good for Carrie, being good for myself, all the way around. Growing up's hard to do. I resisted it so much in my 20s, and I know you saw that, you know, as I went along my way. And, man, I tell you what, I don't know how a lot of kids that just automatically from the gates get married and have kids, how they do it. I mean, a lot of them don't. A lot of them dissolve over time, but you have to garner some strength in this life before you get to a point where you're even remotely ready for the challenge of being in a position of parenting and giving in a relationship all you can, and then giving to yourself and job and side projects like I have and everything. It's just, it's amazing. Anyway, old man, I'm glad I've decided to throw all of these words out into the air, even though you're not here, and into your old digital camera that's getting beat up, but used well. If you saw this, you'd be like, what the fuck are you doing to this thing? It's in my pocket. I love it. I take pictures. I love it. I love all these digital cameras that I've had. There's an affinity that I get towards them, and there's so many things that it captures, and the fun, just the fun. All right, pal, as I furrow on into the day, keep your fingers crossed.